It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for April 20th of 2026. Major happenings inside the Michigan Democratic Party over the weekend. Progressives scored some major victories during the party's nominating convention in Detroit as Ellie Savitt scored perhaps the biggest upset of the weekend, defeating the corporate establishment party pick Karen McDonald for attorney general. As I talked about here on last December, Karen McDonald is the Oakland County prosecutor and the sister of Democratic Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, who represents the state's 8th Congressional District around Bay City. So just by name recognition and her powerful position in Oakland County alone, Karen McDonald had a significant advantage going into this nomination period. But as Tom Perkins wrote in Michigan Advance last winter, Karen McDonald enjoyed a significant campaign cash advantage too, as she amassed hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations, surpassing the other Democratic and Republican AG candidates combined. Now, of course, McDonald received generous $1,000 donations from top lawyers who had ties with DTE Energy and Consumers Energy. Tom Perkins noted in that story how DTE Senior Vice President and Chief Legal Officer Catherine Lorenz and Kelly Hall, Deputy Legal Counsel for Consumers, gave to McDonald's campaign, and let's not forget about the $250 donation from a Consumers Energy lobbyist. Now, as we've experienced here in Michigan, DTE and Consumers Energy are enjoying massive profits while they continue to get their rate increase proposals the go-ahead by the state's so-called Energy Regulator Board, a board that seems quite cozy with the utilities. So the only real line of defense Michiganders truly have when it comes to at least containing DTE and Consumers Energy is the state's attorney general. And while I will always have criticisms for the current Democratic AG and Dana Nessel, she has been good on fighting those proposed rate hikes on behalf of all Michiganders, no doubt there. But Karen McDonald simply couldn't be trusted to represent the people due to those conflicts of interest, conflicts that didn't really seem to bother many of the Michigan Democratic Party's leadership apparatus. Not surprising, of course. But the working class delegates inside the party's nominating convention had other ideas. With over 7,200 delegates, the largest ever according to party state officials, progressives scored a major victory as progressive Washtenaw County prosecutor Ellie Savitt defeated Karen McDonald. Now, Savitt ran on not accepting corporate PAC money, as he promised to continue protecting consumers from corporate price gouging, protecting consumers and workers from being exploited by corporations, and protecting the free speech rights of all. And remember this, Savitt refused to prosecute or pursue harsh charges against many University of Michigan students who protested the extreme right-wing and genocidal Israeli government a few years ago. That move pissed off Attorney General Nessel, who at first pursued charges against a handful of students, but eventually dropped the case in an effort to save face. Ellie Savitt not only showed political courage in that moment, but he just simply did what was right, what was American. Now, progressives scored other major victories in the race for the University of Michigan Board of Regents as board member Jordan Acker was ousted by delegates in favor of civil rights lawyer Amir Makled. And let's review. Jordan Acker caved in to the Trump regime's war on DEI, and Jordan Acker backed harsh penalties for pro-Palestinian protesters on campus. Yet, when poll after poll after poll shows both Democratic base voters and independent voters are becoming more and more negative on Israel, it seems to me those like Jordan Acker and other pro-Israel types inside the Democratic Party are on the extreme position and not the moderate position. The moderate position is to oppose Israel, which is why we must stop funneling cash and weapons to a terrorist Israeli regime while suppressing the freedom of speech of those who express their dissatisfaction of American policy that rewards said terrorist regime. And we need strong progressive voices to run against the fascist regime running our country here in America. And don't underestimate that breaking Guardian story over the weekend where it showed that Jordan Acker may have made some obscene sexual comments about another Democratic Party official and also sexual comments about a female U of M student. Now, predictably, you've got Zionist and pro-Israel types saying how the Michigan Democratic Convention proves are just no home for Jewish Democrats, except that same Michigan Democratic Party convention just nominated Ellie Savitt to become the state's next attorney general. Mr. Savitt is Jewish. Ah, but you see, he doesn't count to those pro-Israel types because, in their eyes, he doesn't count since he's not for genocide. And more than that, the party apparatus despises Ellie Savitt because, unlike their preferred candidate, he won't do what DTE and Consumers Energy orders him to do. Don't doubt me. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.